With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for tuning in. The richness of the sacred choral and organ repertoire is vast, spanning many centuries. And on today's program, we'll explore a wide range of that music, potpourri of praise and prayer from the Renaissance to the present day, including works by Praetorius and Gabrielli to Carson Kuman and Malcolm Boyle in more recent years. We'll begin with music for organ and orchestra written in 1940 by Belgian composer Joseph Jongen. Jongen was a traditionalist and didn't follow the trends of many of his contemporaries. His works were published widely and included 241 pieces. Toward the end of his life, though, he felt out of step and destroyed all but 137 of his works. Thankfully, many did survive, including this sweeping Alleluia for organ and orchestra. We'll hear organist Franz Hauch, joined by the Ingolstadt Philharmonic. Alfredo Ibarra conducts.
Thank you.
Alleluia for Organ and Orchestra by Joseph Jungen. Organist Franz Hauck was joined by the Ingolstadt Philharmonic, all conducted by Alfredo Ibarra. We continue with music of the 20th century in Sidney Campbell's anthem, Sing We Merrily Unto God Our Strength, based on verses from Psalm 81. Noel Edison leads the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario. Noel Edison led the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, in performing Sing We Merrily Unto God Our Strength by Sidney Campbell. Paul Halley played the organ. The influence of the Venetian composers of the late Renaissance and early Baroque spread throughout Europe and had a profound impact on sacred music in particular, including in the North German city of Hamburg, where Hieronymus Praetorius played a prominent role as organist of the Jakobikirche there from 1586 to 1629. He adopted the polychoral style and produced five volumes of music for double choir between 1599 and 1625. We'll hear his Cantate Domino, performed by the choir of the Church of the Advent in Boston. Edith Ho directs.
Thank you.
Cantate Domino by Hieronymus Praetorius was performed by the choir of the Church of the Advent in Boston. Edith Ho directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Since its founding in 1927, the Royal School of Church Music has done much to enable church music in the present and build a strong foundation for the future through training courses, festivals, and publications. Next, we'll hear the RSCM Mast choirs from such a festival sing the great hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King, with tune adapted by Ray Vaughan Williams. The choir is joined by the Michael Laird Brass Ensemble and organist Martin Howell. Lionel Dakers conducts. Lionel Dakers led the Royal School of Church Music massed choirs in the hymn All Creatures of Our God and King. Among the motets of 19th century composer Anton Bruckner, the straightforward and prayerful setting of Locus Iste is among the most concise, but it's a piece of great nobility. The text is perhaps most appropriate for the dedication of a sacred space, as it is translated, "This place was made by God a priceless sacrament. It is without reproach." The choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, is directed by Bill Ives. Locus Iste by Anton Bruckner was performed by the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford. Bill Ives directed. Psalm 66 receives an ebullient treatment by young American composer Carson Kuman in our next selection, O Be Joyful in God. It was written in 2005 for the choir of Battelle Chapel at Yale University. In this performance, we'll hear the choir of Royal Holloway, directed by Rupert Goff.
Oh,
Psalm 66, O Be Joyful in God, by Carson Kuman, was performed by the Choir of Royal Holloway of the University of London. Rupert Goff directed, and Samuel Rathbone played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music from the Mormon Tabernacle is next. We'll hear the mighty Aeolian Skinner organ as Tabernacle organist Richard Elliott plays his own delightful arrangement of the African-American spiritual, Every Time I Feel the Spirit. Richard Elliott played his own arrangement of Every Time I Feel the Spirit on the organ of the Mormon Tabernacle in Salt Lake City. Malcolm Boyle's anthem, Thou, O God, Art Praised in Zion, sets verses from Psalm 65 with a central section that elaborates on words from Isaiah, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, rivaling the iconic setting of those words by Samuel Sebastian Wesley. The Eton College Chapel Choir sings under the direction of Ralph Allwood. Thou, O God, Art Praised in Zion by Malcolm Boyle was performed by the Eton College Chapel Choir. Ralph Allwood directed and Alastair Sampson played the organ. Sir Charles H. Perry's tune Repton sets words of John Greenleaf Whittier in the prayerful hymn Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. We'll hear the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, led by John Scott. Christopher Dernley plays the organ. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang the hymn, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. John Scott directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Much of the polychoral influence felt in Europe in the 16th and 17th centuries emanated from the Basilica of San Marco in Venice, where multiple generations of the Gabrielli family served as musicians. From that tradition, we'll hear a 10-voice Jubilate Deo by Giovanni Gabrielli, recorded in San Marco in Venice in 1967. The Greg Smith Singers and Texas Boys Choir sing, accompanied by the Gabrielli consort La Fenice. Vittorio Negri conducts. ¶¶ Jubilate Deo a Ten by Giovanni Gabrielli was performed by the Greg Smith Singers and the Texas Boys Choir, directed by Vittorio Negri. We turn now to the height of Victorian grandeur in Anglican church music with the opulent Te Deum in B-flat by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. It's performed here by the Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, with Barry Rose directing and Christopher Dernley playing the organ.
Oh,
Barry Rose led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in Sir Charles Villiers Stanford's grand Te Deum in B-flat. Christopher Dernley accompanied. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to a potpourri of sacred music of praise and prayer. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.